From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The Spanish region of Catalonia is reportedly preparing to declare independence, perhaps as early as Monday. This follows last Sunday's referendum, a vote that was deemed illegal by the central government in Spain. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont, in a televised address, said he preferred mediation with Madrid. However, speaking here, Spain's Deputy Prime Minister, Soyara Sáenz de Santamaría, called the referendum a journey to nowhere. She said Puigdemont is living outside the law. The European Union has appealed for dialogue. Frans Timmermans is the EU Commission first vice president.
The power of dialogue, of sitting down and talking to each other, even if and especially when we passionately disagree, is what our union is built on.
He said it's time to find a way out of the impasse by working within the constitutional order. European analyst Bruce Wilson of Australia's RMIT University said dialogue appears the only way out of the dispute.
This, of course, goes back for the best part of a decade that the Catalans have been seeking to renegotiate the terms of their relationship with the Spanish national constitution, and I think the time for dialogue is very much at the forefront of people's minds.
While most Catalans who cast ballots voted overwhelmingly for independence, only about 40% took part in Sunday's vote. Health officials in Madagascar are trying to contain an outbreak of plague that has killed as many as 30 people over the last 2 months. They've also recorded nearly 200 suspected cases, many in urban areas. This is VOA. A suicide bomber blew himself up inside a crowded Sufi shrine in Pakistan's southwestern Baluchistan province, killing at least 13 people and wounding dozens of others. Doctors say they have received a large number of casualties and that the death toll is likely to rise. Provincial government spokesman told VOA that the bomber wanted to enter the main compound but blew himself up when police guards intercepted him. President Donald Trump visited Las Vegas, Nevada Wednesday, scene of America's worst mass shooting in which nearly 60 people, including the lone gunman, died and nearly 500 more were wounded. Mr. Trump said America is a nation in mourning.
Many families tonight will go to bed in a world that is suddenly empty. The people they so dearly love were torn away from them forever.
The president visited the hospital bedsides of many of the wounded and spoke later of the grief shared nationally for those who lost loved ones.
We struggle for the words to explain to our children how such evil can exist, how there can be such cruelty and such suffering. But we cannot be defined by the evil that threatens us or the violence that incites such terror.
Law enforcement officials say the gunman, Stephen Paddock, likely acted alone and was not part of an international terror group. The U.S. military has confirmed 3 U.S. service members were killed and 2 others injured when a joint U.S.-Niger military patrol was attacked Wednesday in southwestern Niger. A U.S. defense official confirmed to VOA that the soldiers killed in the attack were members of the U.S. Army's Special Forces, also known as the Green Beret. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson denied media reports on Wednesday that he has considered resigning.
My commitment to the success of our president and our country is as strong as it was the day I accepted his offer to serve as Secretary of State.
NBC News and other news organizations reported that Tillerson has been openly critical of the president, going as far as calling him, quote, a moron, and that Vice President Mike Pence and other officials had to intervene to persuade Mr. Tillerson to stay on. Russian warplanes are suspected of having carried out a strike that killed dozens of civilians trying to flee fighting in Syria's Deir al-Zor province. This as they attempted to cross the Euphrates River. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says children were among those killed. And British author Kazuo Ishiguro has been awarded the 2017 Nobel Prize in Literature. The committee said Ishiguro, through his novels, uncovers the abyss beneath our illusory sense of the world. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.